Tennessee's Fiery Secret, the 1944 Halston Ordnance Works Explosion. The year is 1944. The world is locked in a titanic struggle, the fires of World War II consuming continents. In the heart of Tennessee, far from the European battlefields, another kind of fire was about to erupt, not of conquest, but of catastrophic accident. The Halston Ordnance Works, a sprawling government facility near Kingsport, was a vital cog in the American war machine, churning out explosives. But on the night of October 17th, it became the epicenter of a terrifying blast that shook homes for miles around and etched itself into local history. For the residents of Kingsport and the surrounding Appalachian foothills, the night began like any other. The air, thick with the scent of pine and coal smoke, was suddenly rent by an ear-splitting roar. A blinding flash lit up the sky, followed by a shockwave that rattled windows, sent dogs howling, and caused tremors that felt like a localized earthquake. Many, jolted from their sleep, peered out into the darkness, expecting to see the devastation of an enemy bombing raid. Instead, they saw an inferno at the Halston Ordnance Works, a testament to the perilous work conducted within its guarded fences. This dramatic event was not an isolated incident born of wartime haste, but a stark culmination of the immense pressure placed upon industrial facilities during World War II. The Halston Ordnance Works, established in 1942, was a key player in the production of RDX, a powerful explosive crucial for the Allied war effort. The demand was insatiable, pushing production to its limits. Workers, often under immense pressure and working long hours, were tasked with handling volatile materials that demanded the utmost precision and care. The specific cause of the 1944 explosion remains a subject of historical debate, often attributed to a combination of factors. Reports suggest that an accumulation of nitroglycerin, a highly unstable byproduct of the RDX manufacturing process, may have been a primary culprit. The prevailing theory points to a failure in the cooling system of a processing unit, leading to a temperature rise that destabilized the nitroglycerin. This instability, coupled with the inherent risks of working with such potent chemicals, created a powder keg waiting to ignite. The blast itself was immense. Eyewitness accounts speak of a deafening explosion that was heard for over 50 miles. The fiery mushroom cloud that ascended into the night sky was a terrifying spectacle, a stark reminder of the destructive power humanity had harnessed. Thankfully, the explosion occurred during the night shift when the plant was operating with a reduced workforce, which likely mitigated the overall loss of life. Still, the human cost was significant. At least 15 workers are believed to have perished in the initial blast and subsequent fires, with many more injured. The immediate aftermath was a scene of chaos and destruction. The plant was heavily damaged, its structures reduced to rubble. The force of the explosion was so great that it left a crater and caused damage to buildings in nearby communities, including shattered windows and structural damage. Emergency services, local authorities, and military personnel rushed to the scene to battle the fires, rescue survivors, and secure the area. The fear of enemy action, however, was quickly replaced by the grim reality of a devastating industrial accident. The Halston Ordnance Works explosion sent ripples far beyond the immediate destruction. It served as a grim wake-up call regarding the safety protocols and inherent dangers of wartime industrial production. While the facility was eventually rebuilt and continued its vital role in the war effort, the incident undoubtedly highlighted the immense risks undertaken by the workers on the home front. It also underscored the need for stricter safety regulations and a deeper understanding of the complex chemical processes involved in explosives manufacturing. This event, like others of its kind, contributed to the evolving landscape of industrial safety and occupational health in the decades that followed. The legacy of the 1944 explosion at Halston Ordnance Works is a dual one, a testament to the vital contributions made by American industry during World War II and a somber reminder of the human cost associated with the production of deadly force. It is a story of courage, both of the workers who toiled under dangerous conditions and of the first responders who braved the inferno. It's a chapter in Tennessee's history that speaks to the power and peril of technological advancement. A powerful blast that echoed not just through the Appalachian hills, but through the ongoing discourse on industrial safety and the sacrifices made in times of conflict.